It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast. Once again, covering the very latest in property news every morning, and you'll find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. And welcome to a Thursday morning, the 22nd day of February. And how hard are you finding stamp duty costs in Sydney right now? Well, if you compare home buyers in Sydney to your counterparts in the early 1980s with stamp duty costs, which is fair to say has skyrocketed over decades, there has been this research done by E61 Institute and PropTrack, which is telling us this morning some staggering numbers of increase, with today's median priced homes attracting nearly 45k in stamp duty. Now, that is equivalent to 6 months take home salary. And then if you take a look contrastingly in the early 1980s, buyers pay just over $1,500, roughly 1 month's salary. So this sharp rise is attributed to soaring home prices, obviously outpacing income growth, and consequently, stamp duty poses significant challenges for both first home buyers, which could be you, and existing home buyers, exacerbating affordability issues, which is a real problem at the moment, especially in the Sydney housing market. So we do feel for you when it comes to stamp duty. But let's go from Sydney right now. Let's take up some beach time and go to Avalon Beach. Do you know where that is? Well, you've probably got a better chance of knowing it if you are in New South Wales. And let's say good morning to Amy Young from Lang and Simmons. And a very good morning to you, Amy. Perhaps first off, remind us where you are.
Well, thanks very much for having me again. Avalon Beach is possibly one of the most beautiful places on the planet, in my humble opinion. We are 40 minutes north of Sydney CBD and just south of Palm Beach, where Home and Away was filmed.
Do you find that people still sort of struggle to know where you are? Is there that problem of geographically, hey, where is it?
I don't seem to find that problem. Avalon had a lot of publicity back in the COVID times and made ourselves on the map. We were part of the cluster at one stage, and the locals were happy to be keeping out some of the tourists. But I think it's a wonderful place for people to come and celebrate and enjoy time on Pittwater or time at the beach. We get a lot of holiday makers, and we get a lot of people moving into our area coming from Sydney's eastern suburbs. Our team has had a fantastic start to the year, and locally this week the clearance rates were 91%. So there were 18 transactions and 25 new listings that came to market last week in our patch. So there are a lot of transactions happening and a lot of people wanting to live in our beautiful area.
Now, talking about a lot of people wanting to live in that very desirable coastal spot, we've got this massive migration, of course, coming into Australia. It's really fueling the property market. You extract those migration numbers, and I think the property market isn't looking the same. And some of the experts would like to see the disbursement of those moving into Australia to be spread out a little bit more further and wider. So what do you think about your local area? Could you make the argument, hey, move to our area, it's a great place to live?
We would love some more cultural diversity in our area. Migrants bring with them a unique cultural perspective, new traditions and practices, which I believe enrich the cultural fabric of our community. And there's obvious economic contributions that migrants bring as well, different levels of skill in different areas and different levels of innovation and creativity. On top of that, there's always wonderful options with different food and beverage that they bring too.
All right. So that is Amy, and she is in Avalon Beach. We'll come back and talk more property after this.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
And right now it's time for another 30-second property tip. We are going to Sydney and back to Tony Abood. Good morning, Tony. What have you got for us this morning?
Good morning, Craig. Today I thought I'd give some ideas to sellers when they're selling. A lot of times a seller is presented with a buyer and it's made out that this buyer is the one and only. You've got to understand and you've got to have an abundance mentality that there's plenty of buyers out there. If this buyer, you don't feel good about them, if the price is not right, as long as the price is reasonable and market-based, do not feel compelled to accept just any buyer. Have an abundance mentality. There's plenty of buyers out there. There's only one of your properties. And I would always say, hold your line because the right buyer will come along eventually and it'll be good karma for you. So don't accept the first buyer and the first offer that you've ever been given.
You know, I've been doing this a long time, Tony, and I've never heard the abundance mentality suggested before, but very, very true.
Absolutely. There's many, many people out there in Australia. We've got 26 million people. Let's say there's 6 million people who can afford to borrow and take out a mortgage. One of those, two of those, three of those are potentially one of your buyers, and there's one of your house, but there's many, many buyers out there. So don't feel beholden to the one and only buyer.
Yeah, it's a easy one to get into that false reading that, oh my gosh, I only have one person who thinks my property is worthy, only one person who is going to stump up the coin to pay what I want. So that is a very good thing to point out, and thank you for that, Tony. Although I should point out that this way of thinking can't really be applied to the rental property market right now. The rental crisis in Australia, as we know, is reaching alarming levels, with more than ever people struggling to secure accommodation. Now, according to flatmates.com.au, a record 212,000 members were active on the platform in January alone, with Victoria and Melbourne being particularly affected, with in-demand suburbs like Fitzroy. And if I was to say, how many people do you think right now are looking for a room in Fitzroy? Well, I can tell you it's 1,738 seekers. And how many rooms are available? 10. Just 10 for 1,738. I mean, that really does highlight the problems. And flatmates.com.au say encouraging homeowners to rent out spare rooms could alleviate the pressure. Not only alleviate the pressure, of course, but make a few dollars for you at the same time offering a room to somebody that is in need of it. So it's a win-win.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights. Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And it is a Real Estate Thursday, and we are in Avalon Beach. We are talking to the principal there, Amy Young. And Amy, just to kick us off at the start, I was talking about stamp duty and really interesting numbers. You know, you go back to the early 1980s, and things were much different. It was a lot easier to find that stamp duty. It wasn't really encroaching into 6 months of take-home salary, instead just 1 month. So it's a different sort of a landscape. People are really still struggling with this, particularly those in Sydney.
Yeah, Craig, it's absolutely incredible to think that stamp duty is now on average at a 6 month wage. When we look at Avalon Beach, our average sale price is around the 2.6 mark, which brings stamp duty to around $130,000. Now, that's more than most people's annual salary and clearly more than the average based on the numbers that you were talking about. So I would definitely encourage a change to stamp duty. We're looking at probably about 5% of a transaction price in today's prices. And that can be a real barrier for accessible ownership and people getting into the property market.
And just on that note, like, do you have some people say, because you're a desirable location and your median price is right up there, do you have people say, well, maybe I don't want to buy what was my initial property, or do they just sort of suck it up and go, I will just pay that stamp duty regardless?
We find that transactions happen less frequently in our area, and stamp duty is definitely affecting that. People may need to move, but they will hold back a need to move based on how high the stamp duty cost is.
And tell us a little bit about your clearance since we've kicked into 2024. I think you've got a little bit of change in your market. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. There's a lot more buyer demand in our market this side of Christmas. Even in the short change in the calendar from December to February, clearance rates are now up to 91% in the local area. And we saw 18 transactions happen locally this week.
90%? Wow. What's the change? Why is it so dramatic?
Probably an average amount of stock on market as far as numbers. High quality stock has come to market, and there's a high demand for the area because of the lifestyle that it provides. And we've got very high quality schools, and we're known for our tight community.
And where are people coming from at the moment in 2024?
Downsizers and retirees tend to come from the Hills District. We get families moving from Lower North Shore and also from the eastern suburbs.
And tell us a little bit about, I think there's some good news with your community awards there. You're making a bit of a feature, a bit of a splash. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, thanks, Craig. Yes, we've got a community centre that we run as part of a hybrid office, and we host a local artist once a month and raise money for a local charity. And so far, we've raised over $35,000 for local charities and also helped artists with over $100,000 in revenue for themselves.
And tell us a little bit about what's happening in your market. I don't know if this is something that you can talk to, but the holiday market, just how hot is that? Like secondary homes in your market, that must be, you know, a bit of a factor in terms of people owning and renting those out?
Yes, definitely. Airbnb has been a game changer in the area. Those with holiday homes are able to cover their land tax and some of their other expenses by renting out to short-term accommodation and then blocking it out so their family can still come and stay.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there, Amy. Good luck with the awards. Good luck with people moving into your area. And certainly the clearance rate sounds fantastic when you're in the 90% range. And thank you for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Oh, Craig, thanks very much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
And we are this morning talking to Simon Kustenmacher and 27 million people, Simon, in Australia now.
Exactly. Yet another milestone that has been reached in the population journey. We take in migrants to make money and to fill gaps in the world. Workforce. And the retirement of the baby boomers alone creates such a big gap in the workforce that we will need to import those people from overseas. Plus, in the next 13 years, we are doubling the population 85 plus. The care needs that we have in Australia are absolutely ludicrous.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, the Real Estate Podcast.